Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts is a compact, influential work that speaks directly to modern anxiety and the craving for certainty, written for readers who feel pressured to control life, predict outcomes, and secure a stable identity. The book challenges the assumption that safety can be achieved by tightening one's grip on the future. Watts draws on Zen and broader Eastern philosophy while communicating in accessible, practical language aimed at everyday experience rather than abstract theory. He suggests that much of our distress comes from living mentally ahead of ourselves, treating the present as merely a corridor to a safer tomorrow. By reframing insecurity as an unavoidable feature of being alive, Watts invites readers to replace chronic worry with a more immediate engagement with reality. The book is less about quick coping tactics and more about a shift in perspective that loosens the knot of fear, self-consciousness, and constant striving that fuels an age of anxiety. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, insecurity as a fact of life, not a personal failure. A central theme is that insecurity is not an error in the system, but the system itself. Watts argues that the desire for guaranteed safety conflicts with the basic conditions of life, which is always changing, uncertain, and beyond complete control. When people treat uncertainty as an unacceptable flaw, they often respond by chasing promises of permanence, fixed beliefs, rigid plans, or an identity that feels invulnerable. Yet the more intensely one demands certainty, the more fragile life feels, because every new variable becomes a threat to the imagined stable ground. Watts reframes insecurity as a realistic starting point that can reduce shame and self-blame. Instead of asking how to eliminate uncertainty, he encourages readers to notice how the struggle against it creates tension, distrust, and constant vigilance. In this view, anxiety grows when the mind tries to live in a hypothetical future that must be managed and ensured. Accepting uncertainty does not mean passivity. It means aligning expectations with reality, freeing energy to respond intelligently to what is actually happening. The result is a calmer, more flexible relationship to risk, change, and the unknown. Secondly, the trap of living in the future and the loss of the present. Watts emphasizes how easily the mind turns the present moment into a mere instrument for reaching a later point. Many people spend their days rehearsing what might happen, improving themselves for an imagined finish line, or postponing satisfaction until conditions are perfect. He argues that this future fixation produces a subtle but persistent emptiness, because life is only ever experienced now. When the present is treated as a waiting room, it feels intolerable, and the pressure to escape into plans and predictions increases. Watts points out that the future is not a place anyone can inhabit, only a concept that can guide action. When the concept becomes more real than immediate experience, anxiety grows because the mind keeps generating scenarios that demand emotional payment in advance. The book invites a reversal instead of using the present to serve the future. Let the future be a helpful map while attention returns to direct experience. This shift is not about reckless impulsiveness. It is about recovering the texture of living, where relationships, work, and perception become less haunted by what if and more grounded in what is. Presence becomes the antidote to time-based fear. Thirdly, ego, control, and the burden of self-consciousness. Another major topic is the way the constructed self can become a source of suffering. Watts explores how people often experience themselves as a separate entity that must manage life, defend status, and maintain an acceptable image. This self-concept fuels constant comparison, performance anxiety, and the urge to control outcomes to protect identity. When identity is treated as a fragile object, every mistake threatens the story of who one is. Watts suggests that this separation is, in part, a mental habit, a way of thinking that divides the world into me and everything else, then assumes the me must dominate the everything else to be safe. He draws on insights associated with Zen to loosen that division, encouraging readers to consider that the self is not a fixed thing, but an ongoing process intertwined with environment, relationships, and change. As control relaxes, self-consciousness can soften, making room for spontaneity and sincerity. This does not erase responsibility or individuality. Instead, it reduces the exhausting inner surveillance that turns living into self-management. The reader is invited to act from clarity rather than compulsion, and to relate to life as participation rather than conquest. Fourthly, fear, desire, and the cycle of seeking security. Watts examines how fear and desire reinforce each other in the pursuit of security. Fear imagines loss, rejection, failure, or death, and desire responds by grasping for reassurance, possessions, achievements, relationships, beliefs, or social approval. Yet grasping often increases fear because what is held can be lost, and the mind becomes more alert to threats. The book highlights this cycle as a key reason modern life feels anxious, even amid material comfort. Attempts to create permanent safety through external guarantees can become endless, because each new layer of protection reveals more vulnerabilities. Watts also points to the psychological cost of avoidance. When fear is treated as intolerable, people may numb themselves, distract constantly, or build rigid routines that shrink their world. He proposes that the alternative is not to feed fear with endless security projects, but to meet fear more honestly, acknowledging uncertainty without escalating it into catastrophe. By understanding how desire for certainty drives compulsive striving, readers can make more deliberate choices about what they pursue and why. The result is a more grounded motivation rooted in genuine values rather than panic. Security is replaced by steadiness, a capacity to face change without collapsing into alarm. Lastly, a practical turn toward awareness and acceptance. Although the book is philosophical, it aims at practical transformation, shifting attention from mental struggle to immediate awareness. Watts encourages readers to observe thoughts about the future and self as events in the mind, rather than commands that must be obeyed. This orientation resembles what many people now call mindful awareness, but Watts frames it in a broader existential context. When experience is allowed to be as it is, without demanding that it become safe and permanent, life begins to feel more vivid and workable. Acceptance here is not resignation, it is the refusal to add unnecessary conflict to unavoidable facts such as change, aging, and unpredictability. Watts suggests that clarity emerges when one stops trying to force experience into a fixed narrative. This allows for more skillful action because energy is not wasted on fighting reality. Readers can apply this through simple practices returning to sensory experience, noticing when planning becomes rumination, and questioning the belief that anxiety equals responsibility. Over time, this shift supports greater ease in relationships, improved resilience under stress, and a more authentic engagement with work and creativity. The practical message is that freedom grows as the demand for certainty loosens. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel chronically anxious, overburdened by planning, or trapped in perfectionism and constant self-evaluation. It also fits anyone curious about Zen-influenced perspectives, who wants ideas that connect directly to everyday stress rather than remote metaphysics. The main benefit is a deep reframing instead of treating insecurity as a defect to be solved. The reader learns to see it as a normal condition that can be met with awareness, flexibility, and honesty. That shift can reduce rumination, soften fear of change, and make the present feel less like an obstacle and more like the only place life actually happens. Compared to many modern anxiety books that focus primarily on techniques, Watts offers a durable philosophical foundation that explains why the mind clings to certainty in the first place. His approach can complement therapy or skills-based methods by addressing the underlying worldview that feeds worry. It is worth buying because it delivers a clear, memorable perspective in a short format with a distinctive voice that blends psychological insight and Eastern wisdom. Readers often return to it as a steadying reference when life feels uncertain. If you would like to support Alan Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.